After the most stunning upset of the Paralympics, questions are being asked about the way prosthetics can influence a disabled athlete's performance. It's reminiscent of some of the rows in Olympic swimming over fast suits in the pool. The man known as the Blade Runner, South African sprinter Oscar Pistorius, has lashed out at the man who beat him. Pistorius says the blades worn by Brazil's Alan Oliveira gave him an unfair advantage. Martin Cudahy reports.
When Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt won gold in London, no one said he had an unfair advantage because of his height. That's one of the main differences between the Olympics and the Paralympics. At the Paralympics, an athlete can effectively change a part or parts of their body to alter their athletic performance. Stephen Wilson is a former Paralympic sprinter.
Theoretically, we would say that obviously if you have longer limbs, your stride length increases. So if you're able to maintain the same stride frequency with a longer stride length, you're going to run significantly quicker.
That's the complaint of Oscar Pistorius. The world record holder won the 200-metre title in both Athens and Beijing. He was leading the final in London, but with 30 metres to go was run down by Brazil's Alan Oliveira. After his loss, the South African was not gracious.
The guy's legs are unbelievably long. Not taking away from Alan's performance, he's a great athlete, but you know, the guys, when we do the measuring in the core rooms, a year ago these guys were over here. They're a lot taller and you can't compete stride length. You saw how far he came back. So, yeah, we're not racing a fair race here, but I gave my best at a great night.
Stephen Wilson has won 3 gold medals, 2 silvers and a bronze. He's now a teacher retired from athletics, but still believes competition is fairer on able-bodied athletes at the Olympics.
I think of the Olympics and I think, you know, is it an even playing field? I think when it comes to Paralympic athletes, those areas become of advantage and disadvantage become far easier to see. And we do question, you know, is there fairness?
So you don't think it's possible to have a completely even field at the Paralympics?
You can in terms of disability in some events. Sprinting's really about stride frequency and stride length. If you're increasing your stride length, well, you're taking care of one of those categories, and T43s have the capacity to actually manipulate that.
The Vice President of the Australian Orthotic Prosthetic Association is Harvey Blackney. He says the man who beat Oscar Pistorius, Alan Oliveira, appears taller than he would be if he didn't have prosthetic legs.
Yeah, he looked about between 70 and 80 millimetres higher in that segment between his knee joint and the ground.
So Oscar Pistorius has a legitimate grievance?
Oh, I think it's a valid claim.
The International Paralympic Committee says all the athletes and their prosthetics were checked prior to the race and all were approved for competition. Most of the sprinters use a prosthesis known as a cheetah foot. It acts like a coiled spring, reproducing about 95% of the energy a human foot would. Cameron Ward is a prosthetist working at the Paralympic Games. He says it would be fairer if they all used the same prosthetic, but it's almost impossible.
Every prosthesis is completely custom made to fit that particular person, and every amputee's stump or residual limb is of different length. So the length between the end of their stump and the ground needs to be different for everybody.
He says there are some parallels between the prosthetic debate and the debate about the unfair advantage provided by some swimsuits.
The thing with prosthetics, though, is that these guys have to use them. So the swimmers can swim without the swimsuits. The athletes can't run without their prosthesis, so it's a little bit different in that regard. But sure, it's a technological debate, and I think it'll continue on for some time.
Former Paralympian Stephen Wilson is hopeful the competition doesn't get distorted.
I definitely think everybody wants a fair field. We want to know that the best athlete's winning, not the best manipulation of prosthetics.
Martin Cudahy prepared that report.